Right, so I'm with Johan from the 23 Seconds Net Label, which is based over there in Sweden. Hello.
Hello there.
And I gather it's rather hot over there at the moment.
It's kind of hot, yeah.
which is quite nice for Sweden. I imagine you sort of have. How many seasons do you have? Do you have two or do you have four?
we have four, but sometimes it feels like we have two. It's winter and summer.
Yes, yes.
Extremely cold and extremely hot.
And where are you based in Sweden?
I live in Gothenburg on the west coast.
Ah, right. Okay.
Which is kind of part of south part of Sweden.
And I imagine you've got sort of pretty much 24-hour sunshine at the moment.
No, not really, but it's sunny quite late. But if you go up to the north part, it's almost 24 hours, yes.
Right. Ah, cool. All right, so we're talking about your net label, which is called 23 Seconds. So tell me a little bit about more about it.
Well, as you say, we're a so-called net label, and we have been releasing free music since 2006. Oh, is it that long? Yeah.
Wow.
And, that's 5 years. And, well, we have around 35 hours of free music, and it's available for free, and it's around 60 releases.
Excellent. How do you come up with the name 23 Seconds? I want to know where that comes from.
Well, I've been asked that question before, and well, I wish I had a good story to tell here, but I guess the name just came up. Well, actually, I had listened to an album by The Cure called 17 Seconds a couple of days before, and I guess it could have played a role.
Oh, right.
But otherwise, no, it's just the name.
It's a very informative album. I remember listening to that. I saw The Cure on that tour when they released that album. That's how old I am. So,
well, I saw them back in 92 or something.
Yeah, cool. So, you've been around since 2006. That's quite a long time. I mean, has anything changed over that time?
Yeah, I guess things change all the time. Well, I guess it's more, we have to put in more job today, spend more time with it.
Okay, so is it kind of hard work then to do that? Has it always been hard work, or is it? You say you're putting more work into it now. Does it get more difficult as time goes on?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you want to do with it. I mean, you can put up some free MP3s and sit back, but the more artists who comes in and the more other sites writes about it, I mean, you have to answer mails and, well, I don't know what, but it takes a lot of time.
Mm. Okay, well, let's have a listen to the first of your five tracks. I got it was quite difficult to pick five tracks. Tell me who you want to hear first.
Well, we can start with Asura, perhaps, since Asura have a kind of a special role in the label. Mm-hmm. And the track Be Here.
Okay, let's play that then.
They say I seem to live here, no matter how that we play.
All I have is freedom in the only one who's insane. The world is dark all around you.
Staring in your eyes is all I need. Thank you. is here and all I want is to be true to you. A little slice, I never thought it was forever. And what if you would change your mind? What if I had been on time? Maybe we could turn it all around again.
So that was Azura and Be Here, and you say they have a special part to play in the label. So tell us what that's all about then.
Well, when we, well, I don't know, I kind of found Azura on MySpace, and well, we started talking to each other, and we really liked them, and they were like one of the first bands who came from another. Well, we didn't knew anything about them before, no friend or friend of friend. And, well, we kind of hooked up, and we asked them to participate on a compilation. And then a while after, they said, oh, we have an EP, you want to release it? And since then, they have kind of, we have been walking hand in hand, and they have released all their albums or EPs on our label. And John, he also helped us with mastering music sometimes and stuff like that. So that's one of our more important bands.
That's cool. That's cool. That's nice to know that you can sort of build up that sort of relationship with these people and take it to the next stage. Yeah.
I remember me and my friend Jesper, who I work with, and we said like, oh, cool, we have the first EP. And we said, then we got the second one, and then we were thinking, oh, now they will probably go to someone bigger, find another way to distribute the music. But we thought, yeah, well, we still have our two first EPs, but they kept sending us their music. And after a while, I said to John, but you have to release it somewhere else, like let someone else give you a chance to get bigger. But well, talked to him earlier today, and now there's a new EP coming in a couple of weeks. So,
oh, cool. He obviously likes the relationship. Well, that's a nice thing. That's a nice thing. So, are you both musicians as well, or are you just, you know, listeners and stuff?
Well, I'm not a musician. I just wish.
Me too.
Yeah. I guess that's one of the reasons why I started a label instead, since I can't do music. I can sort of release other people's music.
Right.
So, but actually, the idea of starting something began when my friends started to bring their own like demo CDRs to house parties, and well, to get some feedback, and some friends send me songs on the internet, and I was like, phew, that's so much good music and no one is doing anything with it. So I sort of, well, let's try to start a website and put up some free MP3s. I have never heard of Netlabel or stuff like that then, but so yeah, that's how the idea came up actually. Since I had so many creative friends around me. So
when did you actually sort of think of it as a Netlabel then? When did it actually become a Netlabel in your mind?
Well, actually, after a while, we decided to not only put up a couple of free MP3s, but to sort of copy the real record labels with, we wanted a cover and a catalog number. So we put it together, some songs in a zip file, and gave it a catalog number 001, and, put it up on our site. And then soon after, I found sort of related sites, and I noticed that they call themselves Netlabels. So then I guess I realized, oh, I've started a Netlabel without knowing it.
Indeed. And because you've been going a long time, I mean, I dare say you've seen quite a few changes in the sort of way that things are done. Do you work with other Netlabels at all?
Yeah, we have been in contact with some other Netlabels. And a couple of years ago, we released together with three other Swedish net labels, a compilation. We have the theme Time, and all labels had one release each, and then in the end we released all songs together as a collected Time. And when we have, well, I have met some people from other net labels in real life as well, and like asking for advices on mail. So yeah, I have some contacts with other guys as well.
Oh, cool. Let's have another track then. So we've heard Azura. What else should we hear?
We can try a track from one of our latest releases with Tracing Arcs. It's called Pebbles and Weed.
Pebbles and weed. the inner sea.
Okay, that was Pebbles and Weed, the submerged mix from Tracing Arcs. And that's a band I have noticed, actually, were originally on Ideology, which is a net label I've interviewed with Volker over there in Berlin. So you've obviously got the later releases of Tracing Arcs on your net label, which kind of must make you feel rather good.
Yeah, it feels really good. And actually, there's a special story about how Tracing Arcs ended up on our label. In Berlin, there's a Net Audio Festival every second year. Mm-hmm. And a couple, 2 or 3 years ago, I decided to go there, and went down and saw all those bands and met people. And yeah, it was mainly, you know, laptop guys playing. But when suddenly I heard like people playing with real instruments, and noticed the guys on the scene were a bit older, and it was the band Tracing Arcs, and I was like, whoo, these guys are really great. So after the concert, I talked to them a little, and well, yeah, and a year passed by, and then I got a mail from one of the guys in Tracing Arcs and said, oh, hi John, you remember me, and we want to release our new album on your label. And it was kind of funny.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah, yeah. They have released on Dusted Wax Kingdom. That's where I found them from the beginning. So, and yeah, they have some really good albums in their history.
So, is that sort of common of most artists, you think, to sort of spread their music around different labels? Is it more like Azura, where they sort of stick with you?
I'm not sure. I think many. Many of them have released on different net labels, I guess. But I don't know really.
Okay, so how do you go about sort of promoting these bands then, once they're on your net label? What's the process? What do you go through?
Well, the promotion thing is, well, in one way you can say that's a tricky thing, because that's what takes really long time. I mean, you can sit down and promote and promote and promote, and like it's never stopping. But we try to promote them as much as we can, and also it's like if another band comes to our website or to our label, and when I tell them that you also have good they can take furniture of the other bands, because if one band is on a review or something and drags a lot of visitors to the site, normally the visitors, they download like 2 or 3 other releases as well, so they sort of, the band help each other. But yeah, we try to be active on different sites and write mails, especially to guys who's been playing our music in podcasts before or doing reviews but it's hard, and in one way it's more difficult today than it used to be, because the climate has changed. Nowadays it's like you have Spotify, for example, you can listen to music for free, and many artists, even bigger artists, often decide to, hey, let's put up a free EP here on SoundCloud or Jamendo or something. So it's like you compete with like many others, so it's hard to get your voice heard.
So do you promote, when you say you promote and you sort of send mails and stuff, you rely on social networks and things like that, do you ever go that bit extra and sort of like take advertisements or anything of that?
No, not actually. We have put in some money in some cases, but in Swedish magazines and some other things, but since we have to take it from our own pocket, then we can't afford to put in so much money. No.
Does it actually work though? I mean, this is the question. I know some of my friends have their own bands, and they're thinking about whether or not to spend money on advertising, and it doesn't seem worth it these days.
No, I think it's hard. I mean, I think the most important thing is that you get into the right channels, or how I should say it. I mean, if the right guy writes about you, then the other guy writes about you as well. I mean, you can't sort of buy those kind of things. And
it's just difficult working out who is the right guy.
Yeah, yes, true.
Okay, let's.
No,
let's...
but you know the if the in the blog world, for example, or Twitter world, I mean, things can go quite fast if things start rolling.
Let's have another track then. So tell us who track number three is.
Then we have Emerald Park, which is a Swedish band from Malmö, and the track At the Mall.
Okay, that was Emerald Park and a track called At the Mall. That's a band that's actually been over to the UK, I think, on several occasions. And there was an event last year in Liverpool, which they were playing at, and they were associated with the podcast group that I'm with called AMP, the Association of Music Podcasting, and they played on that stage. So I didn't get a chance to see them, unfortunately, but I gather they went down really well, and I know lots of podcasters have played them. So nice to have them around.
Yeah, I've heard about them going over. I saw them live in Malmö earlier this year, and they were really, really good. It's kind of nice to go out and see the bands live as well. We work with a German label called AF Music. They normally release CDs with Emerald Park, and then. After a while, they release it with some bonus tracks for free on the AF Music site and on our site. So, but they normally start with a release that you have to pay for. And
Yes, I know about AF Music. I'm familiar with them. I was going to ask you if you ever released any CDs. So, you work with those guys to get that done.
No, we haven't released any CDs. We talked about it in the beginning, but kind of felt too late to start with releasing CDR LCDs, and also it's, and you have to put in money, and it's would have been something different then. You should remember that this started from the beginning with putting up friends' music, and and after a while it got felt kind of unnecessary.
Mm. Have you ever sort of put any events on then? You know, you mentioned you've seen Emerald Park live. Have you ever sort of thought about bringing your artists together and playing them live in one location?
Yeah, we have talked with a guy from R Records who lives here in Gothenburg, and unfortunately nothing happened, probably because of me, because he was like really, really talking about this. He wanted us to go together, and like some artists from R Records and some artists from 23 Seconds, like on an evening.
Mm-hmm.
So, but no, we haven't done any events so far. Hopefully in the future. Hopefully we will.
I think from what I've heard from talking to others, I mean, I think they've had an event where they've had two or three of the artists together, and they've had CDs available at the gig and things like that. So that seems like quite a nice thing to do.
Yeah, I think so too.
Cool. So, you mentioned a few times that you've put your own money into this. Do you keep afloat, or do you take any donations from listeners at all, or
Well, we have, some of our artists have a donation. For example, Henrik Chausse, when we released him, we put up his donation bottom, but we haven't any on our site. But we have talked about getting it. If someone want to share something, we can do it. No, otherwise we don't collect any money.
But does it cost you too much to run? Is it one of these things where it's difficult for you, or is it?
No, it costs. Well, we decided to host all our music by ourselves, which cost us. Well, it cost us a little. Many net labels have our releases on sites like archive.org and scene.org, and there's one called Sonic Square. But we decided to put them on our own server, so we have to like pay an extra, otherwise the traffic will get too big and we will like sort of cut it down.
Why did you decide to do that then?
I guess it's, well, we have control of it, and the servers are kind of fast, so there's no problem or tricky to get it down. And
that's the thing, is that the more successful you become, the more difficult it becomes for bandwidth, doesn't it?
But otherwise I think sites like archive.org, they are really great, because I mean anyone can upload their music for free on the sites and use it as a server.
Good stuff. Okay, let's have track number four then. Who should we have now?
Then we have a band called Adam and Alma from Stockholm in Sweden, and the song is called Back to the Sea.
Thank you.
was Adam and Alma and a track called Back to the Sea here on 23 Seconds record label. So tell us a bit more about those guys then.
Well, it's a young electronic duo from Stockholm here in Sweden. This is the first EP and, well, one of my personal favorites on the label. Well, what is it? They are playing live as well. And they were invited to play in the States last year, so they have been around a little. And
oh, right.
I know that they're playing on some festival here in Sweden this summer as well. I saw them once here in, well, it was earlier this year here in Gothenburg, and I was like, yeah, they were excellent. And brought the drummer with them. And
good stuff, good stuff. So going back to the sort of the record label itself, how do you personally measure your success over the years?
Well, success. I don't know if we have any success. I mean, but if I don't know if success is the right word.
So do you just measure it in terms of, you know, happiness that you're doing this, or do you check number of downloads and?
Yeah, well, but I'm always more like, well, I wish we were bigger, like, but yeah, I'm happy that we have grown during the years. I mean, we have a lot of visitors today compared to a couple of years ago, so I guess that's good.
But there's something about your label that I've noticed, which is, you know, the quality is excellent, and there's something about sort of an almost a chilled out feel to the label. So is there a sort of an idea of what music you want on the label and what music you don't want on the label?
Well, unlike many other labels, we release music from a lot of different genres. I guess that's because both me and Jesper listen to a lot of different music. When we listen to other music. So we have like hip-hop, rock, trip-hop, techno-pop, electronic pop. But we strive to, as long as it's a good melody and we like it, we kind of release it, and we don't stare that much if it's a rock or hip-hop or what it is. So...
But I wouldn't expect to hear sort of ambient drone on your label, perhaps.
Maybe not. No, but that's got to be some kind of melody. We will. Basically, we are two old indie guys, I guess that's. Well,
you know what you like. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know what you like. Yeah, and I presume therefore you've had to say no to some people if there's something that you don't like.
Yeah. We sit every week and listen to music that is sent to us. We could release a new release like every week if we wanted to, but it's a lot of work, and also we try not to release too many artists, even if it's hard to say no sometimes, but because we like it. But we want our latest releases to be on the front page for a while. To get them like the spotlight, or how should you call it?
Yeah, does that mean that you sort of sometimes have things on there for an awfully long time, and the downloads trail away, and people think that perhaps you've stopped working, or how do you keep the balance between refreshing the front page all the time?
Well, since we release something almost every month, I don't think that problem will.
It's not too bad.
And also we have. We have a little news section on the right where we like put up, for example, if there's a review or some podcast and band playing live or whatever.
Yes.
So we try to keep the site updated with stuff all the time.
Yeah, good stuff. So if somebody rang you up today and said, I'm thinking of starting a net label, what would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them that it takes a lot of time if you want to do it in a proper way. Well, like I said, I mean, everyone can create create a website and put up some MP3s, but soon you realize you have to check the mail, you have to update the site, and you have to go into other accounts on other sites, and you have to look for new music, you have to promote it. So it's like, yeah, it takes a lot of time. But also, if you love music, you're having fun when you're doing it. So
exactly. You obviously still enjoy it by the sound of it.
Yeah. Otherwise, we wouldn't have done it. So
exactly. Cool.
I mean, I guess that's the same with you. And
When I started this, I thought I would be done pretty quickly, but it just gets more and more magical as time goes on. To be quite honest. Yeah. And especially this year, I spent a lot of time talking to different net label people and find out what makes them tick, and it's very interesting. Yeah. A lot of interesting ideas out there. Cool. So where can we tell the listeners where we can find you on the net?
Well, we have accounts on the all the traditional music sites like SoundCloud and MySpace and Facebook, of course. We are on YouTube, Twitter, Last.fm.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And
we're not very active on all of them, but at least we have an account and check it from time to time.
And your main site is 23seconds.org, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have one last track then. So tell us what the last track is, please.
The last track is Swedish artist Henrik José with the song Pinpointing the Problem.
Excellent stuff. So thank you very much, Johan, from 23 Seconds. Nice to have you on the show. Nice to catch up with you. I hope everyone enjoys the podcast and hope everyone enjoys listening to the tracks. And if they want to go and find you, 23seconds.org. Cheers.
Okay, thanks.
Please help me more. haven't been beyond this day.